The New York Farm Bureau has a new leader. During the organization's annual meeting last week, delegates from across the state elected St. Lawrence County dairy farmer David Fisher, president of the Farmer Member Lobbying and Trade Group. Fisher says he accepted the leadership role because he wants to help agriculture across the entire state.
I'm very passionate about that. I have two sons that have recently returned to the farm, and I think there are a lot of issues that we need to work on and work on as a group. So I hope to foster working relationships and partnerships and assure a prosperous future for New York agriculture.
What are some of the key issues that the state organization does need to address?
The state board will meet later. We have not met yet to establish our priority issues, but you know, there are multiple things we need to be involved in, discussions around environment, labor, over-regulation of, over-burdensome regulations of many things, and stuff like that. So we need to be involved in those discussions. We need to be more involved in discussions around processing and distribution, and especially the consumers, because ultimately that's where everything ends up.
What's your assessment of the agricultural support from the legislature in Albany?
On some issues, they have been extremely good. On some issues, we have not been overly excited. But, you know, a lot of the ag programs have been well-funded in the last few years, so we're very happy with that. You know, and some of the research things that we need to bring new products and new ideas, new science to the production areas, those are all good things.
What do they need work on, though?
Some of the things will depend on the Trump administration, what environmental things and how the labor issues get dealt with. We'll just have to wait and see.
Speaking of the Trump administration, sometimes there's only so much the state can do, and it's federal action that's required to deal with a lot of the agricultural issues. How much of the state action versus federal action do you see yourself working on as you take office?
We will be involved in all of those discussions. State and federal are both very important, so we're all kind of curious to see how things start to unroll in January.
We hear a lot of issues that dairy is facing. What about the other sectors in New York? What sorts of things need to be targeted to allow the health of those agricultural sectors?
I think most commodity prices are fairly depressed right now, but honestly, it's my fifth day on the job, so I can't accurately comment. I know there's some issues with Chinese dumping apple juice, and I know poultry industry is in a severe downturn at the same time. So all those things will be discussed, but I can't give you a lot more help than that right now.
What do you think the biggest challenge for agriculture in New York is?
I think too much government overreach is going to be continue to be a challenge. A lot of people don't understand production ag and what we do and how we do it and don't appreciate that. And sometimes they try to make rules based on emotion, not facts.
What do you think the average individual who is not in agriculture should really understand about farms and farming in New York?
I think they should understand that, you know, we live on the land, we drink the water, we eat the food, and we want it to be there for the next generation. So, you know, our intentions are not bad. Sometimes we learn as we go along and we make changes, and technology changes all the time. I think the most concerning thing for me is technology seems to be good for everybody and everything except for food production, and that's not the way it should be.
When is the state board meeting to determine what your annual issue focus will be?
We have a board meeting the end of January, but most of us will be attending the American Farm Bureau meeting the first week in January. And then after that, we will share what the board comes up with for priority issues. I believe we're going to roll those out the end of January.
David Fisher replaces Dean Norton, who served as the Farm Bureau president for 8 years. According to a 2015 report from the state comptroller, when support industries are included, the estimated impact of New York's agricultural industry was $37.6 billion in 2011. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.